UK government has imported and housed Taliban fighters with Afghan airlift, report. By Oliver J.J. Lane on July 28, 2025. Taliban fighters with British blood on their hands. Sympathizers and serious criminals are among those who were secretly flown to the United Kingdom by its own government as it struggled to come to grips with a massive data breach, a newspaper has confirmed. The British government acknowledged that names of Taliban-linked individuals given to a newspaper by senior Afghan officials are correct and that those people do now live in Britain after having been secretly airlifted, it is stated. The shocking, if not surprising, revelation that the UK state is importing the enemies it spent years fighting comes after a massive conspiracy by the state to cover up its own failures by importing thousands of Afghans they thought had been endangered by being named in a leaked list that may have got into the hands of the Taliban was revealed this month. The secret scheme, hidden from the public by a so-called super injunction that could punish any public disclosure of the data leak or the airlift flights with jail time, saw thousands of Afghans and their families brought to Britain and billions of pounds. Desperately needed as the UK economy and government finances appear threatened by a so-called doom loop of debt, spent for the cover-up. Now the Daily Telegraph states among those thousands are Taliban fighters and sympathizers as well as criminals. Among those the paper was able to identify with names received from Afghanistan are sex offenders, corrupt government officials, and people who had previously been put into prison by the Afghan War Era coalition forces. One such Taliban operative identified and confirmed to be living in Britain by the Ministry of Defence is a logistics worker man who was able to take coalition weapons and then sell them to the Taliban. He was caught and jailed, but later escaped prison after the Taliban captured Afghanistan and was then able to get onto a secret British flight to the UK. As stated by the paper, the Taliban infiltrated the evacuation system, taking advantage of the British government not performing comprehensive background checks on those it flew out. Taliban sympathizers, criminals, and others were able to be brought to Britain by posing as family members of those being evacuated. The Telegraph cites an Afghan official who is said to have told them, "We had civilians in our office who had clear ties with the Taliban. They were taken to Britain and then introduced fighters as family members and brought them to Britain. Some people on the evacuation list named people with clear ties to the Taliban and introduced Taliban people as cousins, and they are in Britain. Some of those imported were said to have British blood on their hands." These actively imported Taliban fighters cited by the report are in addition to those terrorists who the British government merely lets enter the country passively, such as through the ongoing and largely unchallenged Channel migrant boat crisis. The lax background checks on the airlift Afghans also follows a now long tradition of the British state enacting strict border controls for regular, legal international travelers such as those flying for travel or holidays, but adopting a remarkably lax and forgiving approach to those entering the country irregularly, or what used to be called illegally. As reported in 2021, the UK government revealed it was aware that Afghans traveling to the country then had forged papers but were reluctant to have an argument with them over it. The British government cannot claim to be ignorant that catch-all evacuations from war zones where terrorists blend seamlessly into those airlifted is fraught with danger and brings real risk of harm to the United Kingdom. Infamously, the perpetrator of the 2017 Manchester Arena bombing were 22 people, mainly children and young people leaving Ariana Grande concert, were killed and over 1,000 were injured had been rescued from the Libyan civil war by the British government. Bomber Salman Abedi was evacuated as a UK passport holder, but his father was a Salafist jihadist and Salman himself had participated in the Libyan civil war and met with senior Al-Qaeda leaders with his brother.